And I want to turn to a scripture in James, chapter 4, and verse 5. Now, there are as many different ways of translating this verse as there are translations. But I will give you what I believe to be the right way. And it happens to come from a version called the New American Standard. And it makes sense. James chapter 4, verse 5. Or do you think that the scripture says, in vain, he jealously desires the spirit that he has caused to dwell in us? God jealously desires the spirit that he has caused to dwell in us. When he breathed himself into God, into man, he established a love relationship that he has never been willing to cancel or revoke. Yes. And in spite of all the evil that we have done, in spite of all the tragedies and disasters that sin has brought upon us, God jealously desires the spirit that he caused to dwell in us. Some people don't like the phrase that God is a jealous God. But to me, it's an amazing example of God's condescension. That he's willing to be jealous of people like you and me. That he wants our love so much that he's jealous if we love in a way that's contrary to that. And so, in due time, over the centuries, God worked out a plan to reconcile man to himself. The plan was Jesus. And I love the story of Zacchaeus. How many of you know the story of Zacchaeus? In Luke chapter 19. This is the outworking of God's redemptive plan. Luke 19 says, Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. He was also hated, because the Jewish people hated those who collected taxes from them on behalf of the Romans. They were also usually dishonest. They made illegitimate gains for themselves. However, he had heard that Jesus was passing that way, so he wanted to see him. But he could not because of the crowd, for he was of short stature. He couldn't see over the heads of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. If you go on a tour in Israel, the guides will probably take you to the sycamore tree in Jericho, which of course is not the, but what they will point out to you, which is very interesting, that a sycamore tree has a very smooth bark and its branches begin rather high up the stem. So to climb a sycamore tree is not easy. There are no little low branches, and the bark is slippery. So I don't know what Zacchaeus did. Maybe he jumped up, caught hold with his arms, and pulled himself up. But it meant a lot of effort. Furthermore, he was a wealthy man, and it was rather undignified to be seen climbing a tree. But he was there, and he just wanted one glimpse of Jesus. That's all he expected to get. That as Jesus passed by, he would be able to look at him above the heads of the crowd. But something happened he had never anticipated. When Jesus got to the place, he stopped. He looked up and he said, Zacchaeus, hurry up and come down. I'm going to stay at your house tonight. I noticed that Jesus never had to be introduced to anybody. Nobody said, that's Zacchaeus, the tax collector. Jesus knew him immediately. And I don't know that Zacchaeus could understand what was being said. I want to stop at your house tonight. So he climbed down and came with Jesus to the house, and all the people were criticizing. He's gone to be a guest with a tax collector, a man who takes unfair taxes. And Zacchaeus stood and said, Lord, half my property I give to the poor. And if I've taken anything from anybody by false accusation, I'll pay them back fourfold. And Jesus said, today salvation has come to this house. One thing I notice about salvation is it affects what you do with your money.
Yes, sir.
If you claim to be saved and it's never changed the way you handle your money, I doubt whether you're saved. Because the moment salvation came to Zacchaeus, his way of handling money was totally different. And then when they all criticized, he said this, verse 10 of Luke 19, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. So God never gave up on that breath that he'd breathed into that body of clay. And ultimately he sent Jesus to bring it back to himself. He came to seek and to save that which was lost and cut off. That was why Jesus came. He came for the descendants of Adam. His favorite title, which occurs more than 40 times in the New Testament, is the Son of Adam. He was the son of David, he was the son of Abraham, but he called himself the Son of Adam, the representative of the Adamic race. He came to save us. That's how valuable we are in the sight of God.